take advantage of false great fly fishing. We'll meet you on the water next on Western Life Radio. Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Connect with some quality fish this fall. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse. Ties on a fly.
A lot of the normal fishermen through the spring and summer are hunting now, and then some of those are winding down too, but they've got other activities that they're enjoying. So for those of us who are hunter over or we're not hunters, we want to get out fishing, and we've had a fantastic fall. It's provided a lot of great opportunities. Again, the fantastic fall, the UNs are still, for the most part, open. You're still able to get up into some of those areas, and the brook trout should be spawning, and so that can provide some great opportunities. And then strawberries just come on really hot and doing really well like it always does in the fall. If they're warm and happy and having a good time, then dad or uncle, whoever, is generally having a good time. But if they get wet and that weather turns cold, there's just no way to warm them up with wet clothes. And so, again, always having an extra pair of clothes or warmer clothes or whatever it may be for the situation. If you don't plan accordingly and you get wet or you don't have cold weather gear, it can turn a fun day sour really quick. So yeah, always be prepared in those higher elevations, whether it's strawberry or the Uintas. I've been snowed on in July in the Uintas, so there's not always a rhyme and reason of why the weather is the way that it is.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.